Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another Rough Riders Radio podcast. I'm the host, The Rough Rider. Today would be our 483rd podcast today, entitled January 6th, Came and Went with No Trump. It's all downhill for him. Let's get it. It's going to be short, really short. Trump caved a mere 48 hours before Thursday, January 6th, his highly touted big presser, big press conference from Mar-a-Lago, or Mar-a-Lego, more like it. Yeah, he caved. He doesn't have any legs to stand on. He's a wimp. He's a pussy. And he's going to be indicted. We keep saying this over and over, and he will be indicted. He knows the walls are closing in on him. Every day, they're getting closer and closer. He's becoming, he's going to be like a cornered rat. He's going to become very feral. Not that he isn't already, but he's going to become even more so, more feral. He's a little rodent. He's a rat. He sees his world getting smaller and smaller. The wheels of justice, they've been grinding slowly, but they're irreversible. The walls of justice are closing in on Donald Trump. He's a dick. He's a criminal. He's a thug. He's a bully. He's a terrorist. He's a psychopath, sociopath. I mean, there are so many criminal acts he's committed in the last 5 years, but since he got into the real estate business in the mid-70s. He's just a walking, talking, filthy, stinking criminal. Everything he does, even when he breathes, it sucks the life out of everything, out of the room. He sucks the life and the light out of everything he sees, he touches, he gets near, people, things, whatever. It's just, he's dark energy. He's dark matter. He's Darth Vader. He's evil. Evil incarnate. So I think Donald Trump has a rendezvous with destiny. Yesterday was the January 7th. He was supposed to have sat before deposition in Albany, New York, in the offices of New York State Attorney General Letitia James. Well, yesterday, January 7th, Friday came and went, and no Trump. So, you know, I'm sure she's going to put the hammer down on him. Cyrus Vance Jr., the Manhattan District Attorney, had to leave office December 31st. His successor, Alvin Bragg, is taking over the case down there. It's a criminal case against Trump, bank fraud, tax fraud, insurance fraud. They want to have him come in for a deposition. Actually, he was also supposed to appear before them yesterday, January 7th, Friday. Today is January the 8th, 2022. So, and then Danny Willis, the district attorney in Fulton County, that'd be Atlanta, Georgia. They have a criminal case on Trump trying to criminally interfere with the election results down there in post November 3rd, 2020. And he is, Trump's up to his eyeballs in criminality. I think the House January 6th Select Committee has a treasure trove of information, specifically from Mark Meadows, the ex chief of staff for Donald Trump. Mark Meadows has turned over reams of text messages, emails, God knows what. It's a trail that leads, everything in it suggests or is a trail that leads lead directly back to Donald Trump for any and all illegitimate actions taken in the days between November the 3rd and January the 6th. It was just those days, those weeks were filled with criminality, all at the behest and directed by and controlled by Donald John Trump. So there you go. Donald Trump, January 6th, came and went with no Trump, and it's all down here from here on in for the dumpster. He's a fucking chump. Thank you for listening. This is the old Rough Rider, rounding third, hanging for home, and as always, stay well, keep it lit. And remember, we ride so you sure as shit don't have to.